You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly chat with Te Pāti Māori's Takutai Kim.
The selection Te Pāti Māori are looking to raise incomes and reduce costs. On the income end of things, the party is campaigning on raising the minimum wage, universalising student allowance, pay equity for Māori nurses and teachers, and supporting trade unions. As for costs, the party is promising to remove GST from kai. Labour have proposed a similar but narrower policy to remove GST from fruit and vegetables, so I honed in on the difference between these proposals. The parties say these policies will be funded through a series of progressive tax reforms, which I discussed with Takutai Kemp a few weeks ago. I talked to her about the party's economic policies, starting by asking about Aotearoa's low-wage economy and whether policies aimed at raising income seek to change this social fact.
Well, here's the thing. We've released our tax policy and we want to look at, you know, taking tax off those that earn under $30,000. We want to remove the GST off kai, and that's the starting point. And we also want to look at raising the minimum wage to the living wage, and that's where it starts and stays. And to be able to do that, you need transformational change of a tax system. And, you know, we're all about making sure that we're able to put, you know, make changes that are meaningful for whānau, for all people of Aotearoa.
This policy to raise the minimum wage, there's also a part of that which includes legislating for annual increases to the minimum wage. And I was just wondering, how will these annual increases be determined?
Well, we do certainly believe in, you know, annual increases, making sure that, you know, we want to raise people out of poverty. You know, that's what it is for us at Te Pāti Māori. So we've got to find ways, and again, it's around the transformational change of a tax system, to be able to look at how we fund those annual increases for raising minimum wage, living wage.
I guess just for calculating the annual increases, is that pegged to inflation? Is it like a set rate? Is it going to be calculated each year? How would that work?
Look, the detail isn't there yet, but at the end of the day, what we need to be able to do is transform the tax system. You know, we see 2% of wealthy, you know, taxed at a lower rate of those low-income earners, and that would be a great start here to be able to change the way that we tax people in this country.
Is there any risk of increasing the minimum wage driving up costs further?
Look, there's many things that you can do, and at the end of the day, we need to start with transforming the tax system, regulating kai, for instance, kai, and then going from there. But for Te Pāti Māori, we are starting at, let's transform the tax system, tax people where who need to be taxed, and start improving the lives and well-being of people and moving them out of poverty.
Under these income policies, there's some policies aimed at student poverty, namely universalising student allowance. Now, currently, student allowance is available for students who meet certain criteria, with living costs borrowable for everyone else. So why not stick with this system, where it's kind of means-tested and given to those who need it the most, and instead seek to make student allowance universal?
Look, I talked to some tertiary students last week, and you know what students were talking to me about was there's a cost of living crisis, there's a housing crisis, there's an employment crisis, and students are struggling. You know, they are struggling. They're at a place and time where they're deciding whether they should continue to study, or whether they should continue to, or whether they should work. At the moment, you know, the halls of resident, you know, rent's risen. They can't afford to be students. So we've got to find ways to be able to improve the lives of our students so that they can continue to get good quality education. Te Pāti Māori want to ensure that students are looked after. And how can we do that? One, removing GST off kai, so that we're giving them 15% that gets put back into their pocket. You know, there's little things like that that mean that could make a big difference to the lives of students. So these are the things that Te Pāti Māori want to do.
This policy to make student allowance universal, does that include a postgraduate student allowance?
Look, we haven't got into the detail of what this looks like. And but, you know, at the beginning, like we're saying, if we can transform the tax system, ensuring that those that earn under $30,000, zero tax, removing GST on kai, we're putting money back into the pockets of students of whānau and Aotearoa.
Even though these policies are all framed very generally, you know, like universalising student allowance for all students or raising the minimum wage for everyone, there is a significant equity component to this, right? Like by instituting these policies, you'll actually raise standards for Māori?
Yes, look, you know, Māori students, actually all students, they're living in the poverty line. And we've got to find ways that actually transform what it is like to be a student. I remember what it was like to be a student. You know, when you're struggling, when you're trying to study, you're trying to get yourself to classes, then you've got to make sure that you're eating, that you're paying rent, all those sorts of things. So if we can, you know, ensure that the lives of students is better so that they graduate, so that they get good quality education, then that's got to be what is good for us here in Aotearoa.
You also have some policies supporting collective bargaining and union membership. I was just wondering what particular policies would support union membership and how do trade unions support lifting incomes?
Well, trade unions have been around for a long time and they've supported, you know, the rights of workers, you know, for many, many years. And I used to work with a man called Sid Jackson. He was a great Māori leader. And what he always talked about was, make sure you look after your people. So trade unions, you know, are always there to fight for people, fight for the rights of people to ensure that they get the best that they deserve. And, you know, that those are great things. You know, we want to make sure that our people are living out of poverty, that our people are treated fairly, that our people are treated with respect. And, you know, when I think about, you know, I'm an employer, and I want to make sure that my staff are looked after, that their rights are looked after. So Te Pāti Māori are supportive of making sure our people live well, are out of poverty, and are earning, you know, living wage.
Just moving on to removing GST from kai, I've felt a lot of pain going to the supermarket this last year, and I know I'm not alone in this experience. The data shows that food prices are at their highest in 36 years, particularly for vegetables. Labour have now announced that they will remove GST from fruit and vegetables, and I want to compare this to Te Pāti Māori's policy to remove GST from kai. So I just want to clarify, do you mean all kai or just healthy kai like fruit and vegetables?
Te Pāti Māori is very clear that we want to remove GST off all kai. So all kai, fruit, vegetables, milk, bread, meat, so all kai. This excludes alcohol and cigarettes.
And there's some administrative simplicity to having this being a universal policy instead of having to determine, you know, what counts as a fruit, what counts as a vegetable, right?
That's right. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, though, people should have a choice to decide what kai they buy. And we don't want to take that privilege away from people and that everybody has the right to choose and determine what they want to eat. And kai for us, kai is kai. Yeah, and we don't, you know, we're not separating what fruit, vegetables, you know, we're not going there. For us, it's about kai, that's about people's choice, and it's about giving that choice back to whānau.
Policies to remove GST from kai have attracted quite a bit of critique from economists. First of all, they've criticised this policy as being administratively difficult, and they say that even if GST was removed off of all kai rather than, say, just fruits and vegetables, there's still some definitional issues that come at play and that this makes the policy expensive and cumbersome to implement. What do you make of that?
Yeah, no, we would disagree with that and say that actually you can regulate kai. You can make sure that, you know, there aren't price hikes in kai, and actually if you put those regulations in place, there won't be any problems. You know, people are always going to find flaws with the policy. But at the end of the day, this is about whānau. This is about putting money back into the pockets of families and this whānau having choice in what they want to eat and put on their table for their whānau.
The Tax Working Group in 2018 also said that removing GST from kai would benefit high-income households more as they spend more on food than low-income households do, does this undermine the policy's goal of addressing income inequality?
Well, of course, lower-income families aren't in a situation to buy more kai than higher-income earning families because they just don't have the money. And they actually struggle at making good choices of what they can purchase because they don't have the income to do it. And I see that on the daily out in the community in Tamaki Makaurau. Families are struggling. They don't have the income, the resource to make choices around what type of kai they want to put on the table. I mean, they, like you said, you know, you've seen, you know, it's been hard to purchase vegetables, fruit, and that has skyrocketed. So low-income families are in that same situation. They don't have the choice, the income to do that. But remove GST off kai, whānau are able to.
And lastly, there's also some evidence from overseas that when similar policies were implemented, only a small proportion of savings were passed on to consumers. How do you prevent that from happening here? Do you need to do this policy in tandem with some supermarket regulation?
Yeah, definitely. I think we're overseeing the days of supermarkets making, you know, million-dollar profits every day. You know, that's got to come back into the hands of whānau. You know, we need to put, you know, why should our families be struggling when our supermarkets are making million-dollar profits every day? Yeah. It's time for that to be regulated and for our whānau to see, you know, the changes in being able to make better decisions to buy kai.
That was Takutai Kemp talking about the party's policies to raise incomes for Aotearoa's lowest earners and easing living costs by removing GST from kai.
That was our weekly chat with Te Pata Māori's Takutai Kemp. The Wire.
I don't know, and frankly the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.